All right, it's a scary thought. All the attention on me. Definitely scary. All right, y'all having fun?
Yeah!
I'm not entirely convinced of that. Are you having fun?
Yeah!
Yes. You know, I can't, not have fun at VBS. It's, one of my favorite times of the year is VBS. There's Christmas and VBS. It's kind of neck and neck here. All right, so tonight, if you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 7. I'm excited for that. Jeremiah 7. We're going to read verses 23 through 28. Learn an important truth from the Bible tonight. So Jeremiah 7, and we're going to start verse 23. It says, "But this thing commanded I them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well unto you. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imagination of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt unto this day, have I even said unto you, All my servants the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they hearkened not unto me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their neck, that they did worse than their fathers. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. But thou shalt say unto them, This is the nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth." All right, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the time we get to hear from you tonight. I pray that you'd be at the message. Pray that you'd just speak through me, Father. Help me to say what you would only have me to say. We love you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, have you ever gotten lost while traveling? I remember my parents and I, we were driving from Italy to Switzerland. You're like, oh, Brother Joe's bougie. Well, no, not really. My dad was in the Air Force, so we got stationed in Italy. And that was really cool, by the way. But we were traveling from Italy to Switzerland, and we were going camping. And along the way, my dad, we were going through the mountains, and my dad said, I think that we're supposed to turn here. And we went and made a left. And all of a sudden, about an hour later, we're back at the same spot. And I was like, uh-oh. And so here you are, you're in a foreign country, right? And Switzerland isn't known for having a lot of English-speaking people. So we had to find someone that spoke English to give us directions on how to get to the next big town that we were looking for. And so we had gotten lost. And we had went forward, not backward. Well, here in this passage, Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 23 through 28, we see God's people, Jeremiah was telling them some things. And he told them in verse 23 to obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk in all the ways that I've commanded you, that it may be well with you. And so he's saying, hey, this is what you need for to have the right directions. This is the direction for your life. I want you to do this. I want you to obey my voice, and I'll be your God, and you'll be my people. It says in verse 24, though, it says, but they hearkened not to, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and in the imaginations of their evil heart. And just like we were talking about in our skit, what does the Bible say that our heart is? It says it's evil and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We don't even know how wicked our heart can be. And so Jeremiah was pointing that out to them. It says, and they went backward, not forward. Do you think they were going the right direction? No. And then he goes on to say, since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt, even unto this day I have even sent all my servants and the prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. So he sent servants and prophets and preachers to warn them, guess what? You're going the wrong direction. You're not going the right way. You're not going the way that God wants you to go. How do you think they responded? Let's see. It says that, verse 26, yet they hearkened not unto me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their neck and did worse than their fathers. Therefore, thou shalt speak all these words unto them. So this is God telling Jeremiah. He said, this is what you're going to tell them. But they won't hearken unto thee. But thou shalt call unto them, but they will not answer thee. So God's saying, you're going to tell them this, but they're going to ignore you. Guess what they're going to do? They're going to go, la, 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 is what they're going to do when Jeremiah goes to preach to them. But God tells them to say this, but thou shalt say unto them, this is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. In your life, do you want to go the right direction? Do you want to go the way that God wants you to go? Well, tonight we're going to look at three truths, three things that you will need to know in order to go the right direction in your life. Because here's what happens. As you get older, sometimes it's a little harder to go the right direction. And we're going to learn from God's word how you can even be stronger in knowing which direction to go. So the first thing I want us to look at tonight in order to make sure we're going the right direction is you have to use your ears. You have to use your ears. So part of going the right direction is listening to directions. See, Miss Molly, can you come up here? I'm going to use some teenagers. Don't worry, I'm not going to embarrass them, even though I love doing that. Miss Molly. So, they smell really good, by the way. They smell really good. So, I'm going to put these on, and you can feel free to adjust them as you need to. So, what happens is, and what these people, what the nation of Israel was doing, is when they were being told that they were going the wrong direction, when God was warning them, hey, the things that you're doing isn't right, guess what they were doing? They were putting on earmuffs. They were blocking out what God was wanting them to do. Can I tell you, young person, if you're going to go the right direction in your life, you need to be listening to what God has for you. You need to be listening to preaching. You need to be listening to teaching from your Sunday school teacher. You need to be listening to what God has for you. Because if you don't listen to what God has for you, then you're going to be like the children of Israel here and going the wrong direction and turning away from God. And when you're listening to wrong music that's not godly and honoring to God, when you're watching things on TV that aren't honoring to God, guess what you're doing? You're putting the earmuffs on and saying, I'm not listening. And I'm going to listen to the things that I want to listen to. Because that's what the children of Israel were doing. It says they hardened their neck. It means they were stubborn. They were stubborn about it. They were like, I'm not doing it. I'm going to do my way. I'm going to listen to the things that I want to listen to. Can I tell you, you're going to have friends who are going to tell you that God's not important. You know what Mirko is doing up here? You know what he's trying to get Jimmy to do? He's trying to get him to not listen to God. But young person, if you're going to do something for God with your life, you need to listen. Amen. You need to listen with your ears. You know, the Bible says in John 10:4, and when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Jesus is the shepherd. And so when Jesus speaks to his sheep, which that's what we are, if you're saved, if you're a child of God, you're his sheep, and he's your shepherd. And guess what? When you're not listening, he's calling to you and saying, I don't want you to go that direction. I don't want you watching that on TV. I don't want you listening to that, that type of music. I want you to be obedient to your parents. Listen to your parents. He's calling to you and saying that to you. Can I tell you, young person, Satan has all sorts of tricks up his sleeve that he wants to do. He wants to ruin your life. Amen. He doesn't want you to listen to God. He wants you to listen to him. You know what Satan wants you to do? He wants you to block out the sound of God, the voice of God. So first you have to use your feet. I'm sorry, first you have to use your ears. Secondly, you have to use your feet. Who is going to be the victim next? Oh, Chris, come on up here. Christian. We're not going to let you go in the Air Force. We're just going to hog tie you here and keep you. All right, if I can find the end. All right, come stand here, man. I'm just going to tie your feet. Come on. Come on. Put those feet closer together. There you go.
I've been tied up before.
There we go. All right. We're going to amputate. Sorry, bud. You're already collecting disability. There you go. All right. So God doesn't want you to use your feet, young people. Because guess what? The people, it says, they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsels and the evil imaginations of their hearts. So guess what they did? They walked and did what they wanted to do. Have you ever had your parents try to teach you to do something? And you're like, oh, no, 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 mom, dad, I know how to do it. I got it. I want to do it myself. Have you ever been there? Who's done that? Yep. Guess what the children of Israel were doing? They were saying that to God. They were saying, God, nope, I got this. I'm going to do it my way. I got this figured out. I'm going to follow the evil imaginations of my heart. You know, the world, have you ever heard of like follow your dreams, follow your heart? Can I tell you that isn't what the Bible says to do? You know what the Bible says to do? To follow God. To obey Him. To do what He would have you to do. But the people of God were using their feet and they were wandering and roaming and doing their own thing rather than being on the path that God wanted them to be on. Because, you know, God has a specific path for each and every one of you. I talked about this in Sunday school to the teenagers. God has a specific plan for each and every one of your lives. But guess what? If you're not using your feet and you're not listening, you're not going to hear that path that He has for you. You're going to just do your own thing. And can I tell you, there's been adults, there's been teenagers, there's been kids who have not been listening to the voice of God and done their own thing. And guess what? They look at their life now and they regret not doing that. Amen. God can always make it right. You can always get right with God and you can always get back on the right path. But can I encourage you with this? Use your feet for God. Use your feet to do what God wants you to do. Use your ears and listen to what God would have you to do. Because He's going to show you. He's going to tell you. He's going to direct you. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Not you direct your paths. God will direct those paths. And so using your feet allows you to do that. Proverbs 16:8 says, a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations, feet that be swift and running to mischief. Sin is us being selfish, doing what we want to do, listen, and not caring about what God wants. So when we're roaming around and we're doing what we want to do, we're ignoring God. We're telling God, you know what we're telling God? We don't care about what you want. We just want to do our own thing. We just want to do what makes us feel happy. James chapter 1 says, be hearers of the word and doers, right? You're supposed to be hearers and doers. Amen. So you can be a hearer, but not a doer. Can I tell you, there's people, who here, if your parents have said, I want you to go clean your room. You heard them, but you didn't do it. Who here has done that? Everyone raised their hand, right? You know what that is? That is, and it's not just cleaning your room. There's other things that your parents have maybe told you to do, but they told you to do it. And you heard them, but you didn't. Guess what? They knew what God wanted them to do. They just didn't do it. So the Bible says you need to be hearers and doers. And then it goes on and says some are forgetful hearers. Have you ever been told something by parents like, oh, I forgot? Who's ever forgotten something their parents told them to do? But who here remembers that, you know, to eat breakfast every morning? Do you guys remember to eat breakfast? Yeah. Who here remembers to play their video games? Amen. Why do we remember those things? Why do we remember those things? Because they're important to us, right? Yes. So when we forget what our parents tell us, guess what we're saying? That what they're telling us wasn't important to us. You know, young person, you're saying, well, I don't always understand what God's telling me to do. Can I tell you? God tells you what? Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So if you're obedient to your parents, guess who you're also obedient to? You're obedient to God. Amen. And when you're listening to Him and you're being obedient to your parents, you're following God, you're doing what He wants you to do, and then you're being a doer. You're using your feet for what God would have you to do. But then lastly, you need to use your map. I have a couple illustrations here. I need someone with a tiny head. Caleb. Caleb, come here. Come here, Caleb. Turn around. Face everyone. Yeah, we put the earmuffs on you. You'd totally do that. All right.
What am I supposed to do?
You just stand right here.
Oh, okay.
Just stand right here. So, the third thing that you're supposed to do, young person, is use your map. Use your map. Can I tell you, the people, God's people in this passage, were turning a blind eye to what God wanted them to do. They were wondering. If I told Caleb, he's blindfolded, he can't see a thing. If I said, Caleb, I want you to go to QT and get me a Coke slushie. Who likes Coke slushies? I love Coke slushies, by the way. It's a weakness. So, if I told him to go, I told him to go to QT, do you think he'd get there? No. Why? Because he can't see. Because he's blinded. He's blinded to the path that I asked him to do. Can I tell you, when you're being disobedient to God, you're blinded to the path that he has for you. You're blinded to the path that he has for you. You know, I am not directionally challenged, but I'm related to people that are. I did not say my wife. I did not say my wife, okay? I'm related to people that are. So I have brother-in-laws, specifically one brother-in-law, and it's not my brother-in-law, Brian, that's directionally challenged. My other brother-in-law, he's directionally challenged because him and I drove to school together and he would often get lost. And so I would have to pull out something called a map, because we didn't have GPS back in the olden days. So I had to use the old-fashioned map. Caleb, keep blindfolded, bud.
No.
All right, hang in there. So God has provided each and every one of us a map to guide us, to direct us in the path that he would have us to go. Here I have an example of a map. This hasn't been hung up in my office yet. Oops, sorry. And it is a map of the city where we lived and we were in Italy. And it's a very special city to me because it's the place where I got saved. And my wife got this for me for Christmas, and I have a little orange dot of the place where I asked Jesus to save me. And this map is important to me. And it reminds me of what God did for me. But can I tell you, young person? Did I drop something? You have a map that you can hold in your hands every day and read every day. You say, Brother Joe, I don't know how to read. You know what you should do? Go ask your mom and dad to read it to you.
Amen.
Read the map that God's given you. Because the Bible says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. You know what? When you open up God's word and you follow it and you read it, guess what? You can see. You can see. You can see. Guess what? Guess what you can see? You can see where God wants you to go. You can follow God. When you follow God's map, guess what? And you're obedient to it. Sorry. You're no longer roaming. You're no longer going your direction. You're going the path that God wants you to do. But it's one thing to read it. It's another thing. Sorry, I don't want to pull your hair out. It's another thing to listen to it.
Amen.
And do it. Young person, when you just simply do these three things, listen to what God has for you, listen to his word. Maybe some of you here, he's been talking to you about getting saved. Maybe the Holy Spirit's been convicting you and saying, you need to get saved. You haven't trusted Christ yet. Guess what? Follow the map. Maybe you're here tonight and you've been roaming. You haven't been obedient to your parents like you should. Follow the map. Maybe you've been wandering around, you've been blinded to some things. Maybe something that you would say, oh, it's not a big deal to listen to, you know, those types of songs. They're just fun songs, you know. But do the songs that you listen to at home, do they honor God? Do they bring you closer to God? They should. That's the type of music we should be listening to. Music that helps encourage us to follow the map that God's given us. You know, when we go without reading the Bible, guess what we're doing? We're relying on ourselves. We're doing our own thing. We need to follow God's word. We need to do what God's word says. You know, it doesn't matter what anyone else says, young person. Church and the things of God are more important than anything else. Can I tell you, you will never ever regret spending time in God's word. You will never ever regret going the right path that he would have you to do. You will never regret listening to the things of God. You will never regret taking the mask off and following the path that God has for you and opening up his word. You won't regret it. But you will regret if you do those things, if you block the sound of God's voice, if you stop listening to him and you stop following him, you will regret it. Open God's word. Psalm 107, 4 through 7 says this, and I'm going to say this in closing. It says, they wandered in a wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. But get this. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way that they might go to the city of habitation. Young person, if we're going to go forward and not backward, we use our ears, use our feet, and use the map that God's given us.